This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Penn Air announced today in a press release that its final day of service at the Crescent City Airport will be December 15th. Penn Air is in the midst of Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization and in August announced its decision to pull out of Jack McNamara Field. One major concern that remains unresolved is the issue of essential air service, which was provided by Penn Air. Airport manager Matt Leitner said in a phone interview that there is little the airport can do because that's a contract between the airline and the federal government, and any resolution would come from the TSA. Leitner said that they are currently in negotiations with Contour Air, based in Smyrna, Tennessee, but that daily full-time service is still a ways off. Once a contract for air service is agreed to, it will still take the next carrier some 60 days to get up and running. The resignation of County Public Defender David Marcus has left the county without a crucial employee and has had impacts on the office itself and the courts. Board of Supervisors Chair Virginia Bass said that there is an agenda item approved for next week's supervisors' meeting that will confirm the appointment of current Assistant Public Defender Caleb Cockrum as the interim public defender. When it comes to the search for a permanent hire, Bass said that she would like to see the county use the same firm they have worked with in the past and that the county would be best served by a wide-ranging search, although there are local candidates who would certainly be in the mix. Bass said more decisions will be made in a closed-door session, including whether or not to use an advisory panel similar to what was used in the hiring of Marcus. Humboldt State University sent out a text alert last night after a female student reported she had been assaulted near the Science A building at just before 9 o'clock. The victim said the suspect, a man she did not know, grabbed her as she was walking by and that she screamed and he then ran off. The suspect was described as a thin male over 6 feet tall who was wearing plaid pajama bottoms, a brown zippered hoodie, and a T-shirt. Police searched the area but did not locate the suspect, and he remains at large. The Marijuana Research Center at HSU will host a lecture from Mark Schenker, Professor Emeritus of Public Health and Medicine at UC Davis, on workplace safety for the burgeoning cannabis industry, tonight at 6 o'clock in the Goodwin Forum on campus. Schenker has been studying what working conditions employees can expect, and he will discuss the health hazards found at indoor and outdoor grows. Major health risks could include respiratory, chemical, and muscular skeletal exposure, along with fire and electrical hazards. A Trinity County Sheriff's deputy on patrol on Tuesday on Highway 36 south of Hayfork conducted a traffic stop on a pickup truck that was hauling an enclosed trailer. A search of the truck and the trailer turned up about 2,000 pounds of processed marijuana, along with more than $22,000 in cash. The driver was cited on possession and transportation charges and released at the scene. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.